Well, they've discovered an alarming number of invasive green crabs in Drayton Harbor at Blaine. And joining us now to tell us more about these creatures, what they might be doing to the ecosystem, is Emily Grayson. She's the Crab Team Project Manager with Washington Sea Grant. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And now, what are these creatures? Where do they come from? How do they get here?
European green crab have been on the west coast of North America since actually the 1980s. They were first accidentally transported across the country from the eastern United States by humans, probably in seaweed that was used as packing material for live bait or seafood shipments that was maybe improperly disposed of on the shoreline in San Francisco Bay, allowing green crabs that might have been hiding in that seaweed to get into a new habitat. And since then, they have a life stage when they first hatch out of their egg, where they basically are so small they just get washed around by the current. And it's at that stage of their life that they're able to spread naturally without any further help from humans. But they can still also be spread by humans. But we think what's been happening on the West Coast is mostly this just getting washed around as really small larvae and gradually moving up the coast over the last several decades. So we think that that stage has also helped them get into the Salish Sea from the outer coast and probably into Drayton Harbor as well.
And so they recently found about 17 of these crabs in Drayton Harbor. Can you kind of put it into perspective, like what that means for that kind of environment?
Yeah, certainly. So 17 crabs by itself doesn't sound like very many, but what we know is that, and anybody who tries to catch crabs knows, that you don't catch every single crab that's out there when you set your trap. So we know that the numbers that we catch are only a small portion or some fraction of the total population that's out there. What's concerning about these numbers is the fact that there were fewer than 100 traps set to capture those 17 crabs over 2 days. And so that what that means is that high capture rate, the average number of crabs we catch per trap, has been higher here than any of the other spots that we've trapped along the inland shorelines of Washington. They're much more abundant in places on the outer coast and in one place on the BC side of the Salish Sea called Sauk Basin. But along the places that we've looked so far, they've been quite rare. We'll set hundreds of traps and only catch a couple of individuals. So finding so many in a relatively small number of traps means that the population in Drayton Harbor could be denser than in other places where we've looked.
What can we do about this?
Well, the most important thing for us to do as a big picture community here is to try to do as much as we can to interrupt the process of establishment for this species. So right now, like I said, these numbers are concerning because they're more a higher capture rate than we've seen at other sites, but it's still somewhat lower than other places. The important thing now is to remove as many crabs as possible, many European green crabs as possible, from this anywhere we find them and try to prevent them from growing a population very quickly. One of the promising signs that we've seen is that the crabs that have been captured in traps are relatively young. They're the most recent age class of green crab probably getting in here in the last year or so. And so if we can pull out as many as possible before they're able to reproduce and potentially spread further or increase their numbers further, that'll give us a better chance of reducing their population size overall, their rate of spread, and their impact. It's a challenging thing, though, because the only tool we have to remove them is trapping and baited trapping. And it's not trapping that we can do like you're looking for live big Dungeness crabs, because these are shoreline crabs, and they live in higher tidal elevations than a lot of the crabs that we typically think of. So it's a lot of work to trap them, and it's also pretty tricky to tell them apart from some of our native species.
Oh, wow, it's a challenge. But Emily Grayson, Crab Team Project Manager with Washington Sea Grant, an organization that keeps an eye on our shorelines. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.